You'll go after somebody for security. If you got all these wrong lies that you're nobody without a man or whatever, then you'll just go after anything that moves. That wears a shirt that says I'm a boy or something on it. No, this is supposed to be spiritual. Holy Spirit. I mean, first thing you should ask somebody when they ask you out. Do you know Jesus? Well, no. I'm not going anywhere with you. God couldn't be putting that together. God could not be putting that together. He says so in his word. First question, not after your soul's liking them. Oh, but it's so cute. And he treats me so good and he's so nice. And I just like all this about him. And maybe he'll get saved. He's an okay. No, folks. Spirit first, soul next. And then you know what? All the flesh stuff just works fine. All right, I'm going to hit some people's stuff now. Well, I'm just not, what is the word? I'm thinking of some conversations I've had with people. They just don't turn me on. I'd never go after that type. You know what? You are still letting a spirit of lust try to pick who you marry. Yeah, but if I'm not drawn, no, get rid of that spirit of lust. Let God draw you to spirit-filled people. Then get to know them for who they are, not what their body looks like. And then when you fall in love with them, if they're the one that you fall in love with because you like who they are, made in the image of God, and it fits perfect, then God's going to stir up passion. You won't have passion stirred first. I need to stand up and shout this out. In the Bible, Paul is talking. I didn't put this on the marriage tapes because I'm just getting this now. In the Bible, Paul is talking to the men, and he says, after they've been together for pretty long, okay, if you want to marry your virgin, it's all right. And if you're burning with passion for her, then marry her. Folks, he isn't talking about go out on the street and see who you're burning for. Hope and hope they're a Christian. They might even tell you they're one and not even know what you're talking about. And then get to know them a little bit. See if they make enough money. See if they haven't been married 14 times. And then say, I'm marrying you because I can't quit thinking about him. I'm just so, when I get around. No, that isn't how it works. We got to get lust out because people actually think that that's how it's supposed to be. And isn't that how most people think? No. Let God bring you together. That doesn't mean every person you meet who's spirit-filled and single, you're supposed to be marrying. It means the people who are spirit-filled and single, because if they're spirit-filled and married and you got some passion thing going, we need to cast something out of you, Delilah. Same thing for you Samsons. Samson won't know Satan. His whole family got wiped out from his fooling around. See, what you want is if you only fellowship with Christians, then the spirit to spirit part is going to start being there. And then if you start being drawn to the personality because you don't have lust, so you can be drawn to the personality of someone. And you're going to begin to really say, wow, that person, I like this about him. We think like this. And then God will take you to be like, oh, they'd be an awesome parent. Or if you're already divorced, they'd really treat my kids right. I could just, I just get around them and there's something about them that just draws me. And then all of a sudden, this is how God works it. This is if we get rid of lust, this is how God works it. All of a sudden it's like, man, I can't believe I'm thinking about really being with them intimately. I just don't even know if I could stand if I wasn't going to be with them. The thought of not spending the rest of my life with them, that's hard. It's not like, well, they're better than nothing. The bills will be paid. The kids need a father. The kids need a mother. Ha! It's we got the same spirit, the Holy Spirit. We can work through anything. I really like this person. I don't know, God. This one seems like you just made them to just fit with me and fit in my lifestyle and everything that's going on. This one's really not like I can make him into who I want him to be. Well, if she just listens to me, this will be all right. She's going to have to submit, isn't she? Yeah. Get the marriage tapes. But let me tell you something, that thing about lust. Do you understand? Lust is the opposite order. And it will convince you that that person is somebody you really like. And it'll begin to convince you that, oh, they're born again, or I can get them born again. Everything's backwards. Everything, you shouldn't, somebody said, well, is it wrong to see somebody and say, boy, they're really hot? Yes. Jesus said, if you do that, you're an adulterer. Who are you to say that somebody isn't hot? Who are you? Who are you to say that what God has for somebody else isn't good enough for you? Who are you to say that what God would bring you is so much better than what he'd bring somebody else? Why do you even think like that?
There's no sexual attraction.
Well, you're Christian. I don't think it ever says in the Word you're supposed to have a sexual attraction. I think it says that if they're born again of the Spirit of God and you're born again of the Spirit of God, God will start putting you around people born of the Spirit of God, and then you'll begin to see who they are, and that's their soul, and you'll begin to really like them and things about them, and all of a sudden you'll start really falling in love with them. Oh my gosh, love first? Love before sexual attraction? What kind of harvest teaching could this be? How about divine order? How about I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus, all things are passed away? Why is the divorce rate so high in the church? Because we handle dating and we handle the whole thing, even our marriages, the same way that the world does. And we never even care what the Holy Spirit is in, what he's doing. Now, it's going to be a lot easier. Oh, let me say, thank you, Lord. For those who are like, wait a minute, I want to be drawn by sexual attraction. I want to be drawn by sexual attraction. I don't want to give that up to God. Do you see what you're saying? You're really saying, all I want is the pleasure of sex. And it'll be really great if these other things work out too. And then you got jealousy. You looked at somebody else. I'm not satisfied. And you got all the bondage of satisfying. And then what are you going to do when you kind of get old? I mean, if you have love, then it's amazing how great you look to each other, no matter how old you get. Plus, you can always dim the lights. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Honey, turn off the lights. Cindy, I said, turn off the lights. You can ask him. He thinks I'm great, don't you, honey?
He's sitting there shaking his head.
He's, get those clapper lights. Woohoo, baby! There goes the lights. I'm telling you, though, no matter what comes along, if you really love someone, that's all that really matters. And you can't love someone who doesn't love your Lord. Or let me say this. They can't love you if they don't love your Lord. Now here's what the Lord's put in my heart. You might think that if he takes this lust from you and you're not being drawn by sexual attraction, that you're going to end up in a situation you're not going to like. I promise you, God is much better at this than you are. And if you get rid of lust, and maybe somebody who judges everything and goes by what people look like and they got that whole stupid thing going might think that what you got ain't the greatest thing in the world. But don't worry about it, because you will think that who God's placed in your life is the greatest thing in the world. Amen. And it really doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. Amen. Are you going to live your life caring what somebody else thinks? And let me ask you, what makes you better if somebody thinks you got somebody hotter according to world standards? Where are you coming from? And the Lord just would put my heart, it's really because people don't understand how awesome he is and how wonderful what he puts together is and how good he is at making it work and how he can really cause you to really have eyes to see that person for who they really are. And that lasts no matter how old they get. And that love just grows and grows and grows. And you don't see that often, except in a few really good Christian marriages. But God's changing that, because he's given us teaching, he's given us revelation, and he's getting rid of the wrong spirits. Lust is your enemy. Lust keeps your body in charge in the area of sexual sin. Lust opens the door for the enemy to come and make you impotent. Lust opens the door for the enemy to come in and give you all kinds of diseases. Lust opens the door to keep you hurting people, tearing down people's self-esteem, and feeling bad about yourself. What exactly about it do you like? It causes diseases. It causes divorce. It passes on to your children. There's lust and sexual addiction in some of your lives that have opened the door for your children to make some horrible mistakes that could take them to hell. The way to get free is to get it out of your own heart. And then when you pray, the prayers of a righteous person prevaileth much. It's like anything else. You have to really agree with God that he's right and be willing to trust him. And only he can make it real. Only he can take lust out of the way so that it's no longer about a sexual appetite. It's about something God's brought together, spirit to spirit. You can really love somebody and care about them and their soul, who they really are, what they're really about, what God's made them be. You don't have to change them. And then, and who knows how few people ever get to this, then there's going to be a passion that's so strong that even when Paul warns, you know, it's still another human being. It's going to take away from your time with God. It's still another person to have to deal with their emotions and all their stuff. Are you sure? Don't you want to be like me, Paul says? Don't you want to just forget all that? But the Lord has something so strong in the area of passion that people say, well, Paul, good advice for you, but I have really fallen for this person. Good advice for you, Paul, but it's not my gift. I really want to give myself to this person in a way that glorifies God. Lust hurts relationships. It makes one person, whoever has to feed the other person's lust, always feel like there's something wrong with them. And they feel dirty. And they feel like they're being used, because they are. And the person who gets their lust met in someone else will end up despising that person. And we're going to see that in the Bible next week. And I think a lot of marriages are ending because of the people who were married at one time and everybody thought they were such lovebirds end up hating each other. And then the sad thing is, not only do they destroy that marriage, hurt those kids, they walk off and never have anything in their life changed and do the whole thing again. And some of them again. And some of them again. Nothing's going to change until you do it God's way. I'm not going to do the altar call yet. I really encourage you to come to the next 2 weeks when I'm teaching this. By the next 2 weeks, by the time that I finish this teaching, I believe everybody in this place is going to run to the altar and want to be free from lust. I believe, and I want you to let the Holy Spirit show you lust. I want you to let the Holy Spirit show you how Satan has set you up. I want you to let the Holy Spirit show you how past relationships or even your current relationship, if it started out with lust and didn't do things the Lord's way, how it's made things rough. And begin to ask God to fix it all. And if you're single, that you would just really repent, just say, Lord, I want to do it your way. I've seen, whether it's in other people's relationships or you've been married before, I've seen what doing it the other way does. And forgive me for thinking for 1 minute that if I use the same way to do it again, it's going to bring different results. And just really let God work this in your heart of the enemy. I don't want him to give me dreams and try to stir up lust and cause you not to want the dream to end, even when you kind of know this is wrong. And then wake up and still have that kind of feeling like, oh, and then say, wait a minute, that is horrible. Get your filthy, nasty self away from me, away from my dream. I mean, I sent that sucker to the pit. He has the punishment of Satan. And when Judgment Day comes up and they call that demon up, I'm going to slap him upside of the head. Excuse me, Lord, before you throw him in. Wah! How dare you? But I sure did go after it. What's meant for evil, God will turn to good. These next 3 weeks of teaching is going to be that good. I could not believe that a devil would try to come and give me a dream that was more than, I really think even witchcraft. It was like somebody projected somebody there and junk. And I was like, whoa, what is going on? I stopped it, broke the power of it. But it stirred me up good. Not in the wrong way, but in a way to go to God and say, how dare Satan try to put his filthy, nasty hands on me, even in a dream kind of state, to cause some kind of perversion. Because if I hadn't dealt with that, I'm going to tell you what, he'd been trying to stir up stuff from the iniquity in my family line. And I am not putting up with going backwards for no devil. He probably left it alone for a few years, but when you're not even thinking about it, start zapping you. And I just break the power of it. You need to break the power of any kind of sexual dream that Satan gives you, even if your own spouse is in it. You need to break the power of any sexual dream he gives you, especially if somebody else is in it. You need to cancel that thing, take authority over that thing, change that dream in your thinking, and punish that devil for even doing it. And you need to make sure that that thing is cast out of your mind, or Satan will use that to bring torment or try to cause fantasy and all this kind of nasty stuff. And I'm telling you what, don't think for 1 second he wouldn't try to do it in this place with us about each other and all this kind of stuff. And I'm telling you, you need to come Saturday to this teaching, because I'm going to tell you why covering doctrine opens that up. Let me tell you something. I don't believe in covering doctrine. So nobody, there's the headship of Jesus Christ in my life, and he is my spiritual head. And there's my husband as my natural head to represent Christ and I, bride in Christ. And no pastor is your head. No boss is your head. The word headship has to do with intimacy.